Higo was not yet 5 years old when he began to sense that he was somehow different. Not only was he more astute than his playmates, but he could often manipulate them, arousing laughter when he wished to, or just as often tears, comfort just as often as anxiety. He learned to read intentions and body language. When he sensed that someone didn't like him, he would go out of his way to be generous. And when he sensed that someone liked him too much, he would occasionally go out of his way to be difficult, as a means of testing the limits of the relationship. He divined tricks and deceits, and sometimes allowed himself to play the victim, the dupe, out of concern for arousing unwanted suspicion, or being forced to reveal too much about his hidden talents. As his abilities increased, other children became playthings rather than playmates, but with no loss of enjoyment on Higo's part. One afternoon, a mean youngster he had grown to dislike pushed his way past Higo in an effort to be first to reach a staircase that led down to the Damask home's lower-level courtyard. Grabbing his peer by the upper arm, Higo said, "If you're in such a rush to get downstairs, then jump out the window." Locking glances, Higo repeated the suggestion and his victim took it to heart. Many questions were asked after the youngling's broken body was discovered in the courtyard, but Higo kept the truth from everyone but his mother. She made him go over his explanation in increasing detail, until finally saying, "I've long suspected that you have the gift your father and I share. And now I know it to be true. It's a strange, wondrous power, Higo, and you have it in abundance. Your father and I have spent our lives keeping our gifts a closely guarded secret, and I want your word that for the time being you will speak of it only to me or to him. Later in life, this power will serve you well, but right now, it must remain undisclosed." Having lived a surreptitious life for so many years, Higo found the notion of sharing the secret only with his parents completely natural. No one held him responsible for his playmate's plunge from the window, but soon after, the steady stream of playmates began to dry up. Worse, his father began to grow distant, even while Higo found himself becoming more and more a part of Kar's world. He considered that his father might be lying about having the power, or had come to think of Higo as some kind of monster. And yet, he observed his father employing his eldritch powers of persuasion and manipulation in business dealings. Like Munalinst, Maegito received many important visitors, and at times it struck Higo that, in lieu of his being able to explore the galaxy was coming to him. On several occasions, his father met with Jedi Knights and Padawans who came in search of Adigan crystals, which the Jedi Order used in the construction of training lightsabers. Higo had long since perfected his ability to mask his powers from others. Even without revealing his true nature to the Jedi, he was able to sense in them a kind of like-minded power, though one that was clearly at cross-purposes with his own. From early on, he knew that he could never be one of them, and he began to abhor their visits for reasons he couldn't grasp. Even more puzzling, he came to sense a power closer to his own in a Bith visitor named Rugis Gnome. Gnome wasn't a Jedi, but a starship engineer who arrived in a luminous vessel of his own design. Before long, however, Higo began to suspect that his mother was the reason for Gnome's frequent visits, and the suspicion that there was something between them incited feelings of anger and jealousy in young Higo, and a kind of conflicted despondency in his father. Higo had made up his mind to bring his power to bear on the intolerable situation when, during one of Gnome's visits, he was summoned to his father's office, where Kar, his mother, and the Bith were waiting. Without looking at his wife, Kar had said, "You are of our blood, Higo, but we can no longer raise you as our progeny." Higo had looked from his father to his mother in mounting distress, fearing the very words Kar added a moment later. With a nod toward Gnome, he said, "In truth, and in ways that you will eventually come to understand, you belong to him." A decade later, Higo would learn that while Kar had in fact done his best to keep his force abilities to himself, he had come to the attention of Gnome when the two had chanced to meet on Highport Space Center. Years would pass before Noam found Higo's mother, whom he had conscripted not as an apprentice, for she wasn't strong enough in the Force, but as a disciple whose task it had been to romance Carr and bear the fruit of that seduction. A child whom Noam and Bith Science predicted would be born strong in the Force. Higo's parents had safeguarded the secret until his power had begun to reveal itself, and then a deal had been brokered. Higo, in exchange for the realization of Carr Damask's lifelong dream of being accepted into the upper echelon of the intergalactic banking clan. 5 years after the revelation in the office, Carr was recalled to Munalinst to become director of the Treasury branch of the IBC. Higo's mother vanished, never to be seen again by either husband or son. And Higo's apprenticeship to Sith Lord Darth Tenebris commenced.